This is the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. It's Tuesday morning, May 5th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Investor news breaks. A Maverick Intel Inc. provides update on Heal Access commercial progress ahead of proposed acquisition. A Maverick Intel provided an update on Heal Access Canada Inc. with over 10 live implementations, 13 signed enterprise agreements, and a platform supporting approximately 79 clinicians and over 118,000 patients across healthcare segments in North America and Europe. The company is moving forward with its proposed acquisition. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
CESS Innovations surpasses 10,500 surgeries performed with the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system. CESS Innovations International, Inc. announced that over 10,500 surgeries have been successfully performed with their SSI Mantra surgical robotic system. The system has been used for various procedures, including cardiac, telesurgeries, and pediatric surgeries. With over 2,100 physicians trained on the system, CESS Innovations has expanded its global presence to more than 200 systems across 11 countries.
Aclarion announces second commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine. Aclarion Inc. announces a second commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine, expanding the use of Nocicin in a groundbreaking trial led by Roger Hertel, MD. The trial aims to evaluate the effects of lumbar microdiscectomy surgery with and without an intradiscal bone marrow aspirate concentrate injection. This partnership underscores Aclarion's commitment to advancing innovative treatments for degenerative disc disease.
Awareness is key. Three steps to help recognize stroke signs and risks for better outcomes. Every 40 seconds, someone in the United States experiences a stroke, making it a leading cause of death and disability. Dr. Adrian Hawken Valdivia emphasizes the importance of recognizing stroke signs promptly for better outcomes. Remember BEAST, FAST, balance, eye changes, face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, time to call 911. By managing risk factors like high blood pressure and adopting a healthy lifestyle, stroke risk can be significantly reduced.
Network news breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. secures $22.50 million private placement financing. CNS Pharmaceuticals secured $22.50 million in a private placement financing deal with institutional healthcare investors like ADAR One Capital and Icarion Capital. The funds will be used to acquire and advance new assets as well as for general corporate purposes. AGP served as the sole placement agent for the transaction.
Mission IR News breaks. Nanoviruses NYSE American NNVC receives orphan drug designation for NV-387. Nanoviruses Inc. NYSE American NYSE has received orphan drug designation from the U.S. South FDA for its antiviral drug NV-387, aimed at treating measles. This designation offers tax credits, fee exemptions, and market exclusivity. NV-387, a broad-spectrum antiviral, has shown effectiveness against measles in animal models and is set to address global outbreaks. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Study finds that vitamin D supercharges chemotherapy against breast cancer. A clinical trial in Brazil has found that adding a daily vitamin D supplement to standard chemotherapy improved outcomes for women with breast cancer. The finding contributes to growing interest in low-cost nutritional approaches that could enhance cancer treatment. Unlike many pharmaceutical agents designed to boost chemotherapy response, such an intervention would be widely accessible and inexpensive. The implications extend to any clinical setting seeking affordable ways to improve treatment response in breast cancer.
Network News breaks, HealthLength Corp launches redesigned platform and multi-site digital ecosystem. HealthLength Corp has unveiled a redesigned platform and multi-site digital ecosystem to enhance healthcare access and engagement. The new architecture includes dedicated platforms for consumers, providers, business partners, and investors, supporting the company's goal of creating a scalable, consumer-driven healthcare platform with AI-driven capabilities. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Ventry Point to exhibit at the 59th Annual Meeting of the Association for European Pediatric and Congenital Cardiology. Ventry Point Diagnostics Limited will exhibit at the 59th Annual Meeting of the Association for European Pediatric and Congenital Cardiology in Padua, Italy, from May 12th to 16th, 2026. The event, hosted by the University of Padua, focuses on advanced cardiovascular imaging and artificial intelligence. Ventry Point aims to showcase their VMS Plus team product, delivering accurate volumetric cardiac measurements equivalent to MRI, to support clinicians in managing patients with congenital heart disease. Catalyst Crew Technologies establishes Latamed AIVE, CA, to support Venezuelan telehealth operations. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corporation establishes Latamed AIVE, CA, to support Venezuelan telehealth operations. The new subsidiary aims to aid in regulatory commercialization and healthcare deployment initiatives within Venezuela. Operational activities are expected to begin in the coming weeks, enhancing the company's ability to manage localized healthcare operations and support broader telehealth platform expansion across Latin American markets. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.